Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Great to be back with you after my vacation and my daughter's birthday yesterday. And now we get into the busy political season, although it doesn't seem like it hasn't, or I should say it has been slow in any way, shape, or form, but it'll really ratchet up now. Early voting begins very soon in Pennsylvania, and the election is right around the corner. It's going to fly by. It's going to fly by. Now, the good news is the metrics around Donald Trump's handling the economy, solid. Solid, and the national polls that are being put out are nonsense, but even in the national polls that are being put out, he still gets high marks on the economy. I still think it's the number one issue going into this election. And Kamala Harris actually made it worse by trying to walk back her comments on fracking because it was so lame. You know, if you are going to walk something back, you got to go big. You got to go big or go home. You know what I mean? So she comes out and she goes, oh, well, I've seen the investments in clean energy. Therefore, I'm no longer in favor of banning fracking. No one believes that. She sang a song on Jimmy Fallon's TV show, who, by the way, as I mentioned yesterday on Fox News, is not nearly as funny as Jimmy Fallon. But nevertheless, she sang a song. She did like a stupid poetry thing, a slap poetry thing, talking about banning fracking. She said it. She was passionate about it. And the 100,000 workers who are all people that work in the fracking industry, they don't believe it either. And the question is, were you lying then or are you lying now? And I think everybody knows the answer is probably both. But definitely she's lying now. And the BS walk back, the whole thing where she's going out there and turning around and going like, oh, I don't really believe this anymore. Nobody believes that. She'll 100% ban fracking if she gets a chance. If that's where the winds blow, if the winds blow in that direction, she'll go there because that's who Kamala Harris is. And she's not doing well in this election right now. There was no post-convention bounce. Despite the media's love affair with her, despite Dana Bash giving her just a complete softball interview, edited, heavily edited, she's not doing well in the polls. But, obviously, there's shenanigans at play. And I don't just mean the Eagles posters. I mean the shenanigans involving mail-in ballots, which there was a ruling on Friday in an appellate court in Pennsylvania saying you do not have to date the ballots. And, of course, Governor Josh Shapiro's administration is hailing this ruling, even though it's his job to enforce the law. And the law in Pennsylvania is you have to properly sign and date your ballots. So, to be continued on that. And I'll come back to that in a second. Also, Kamala Harris is doing her phony accents again. Unions, y'all think a union, y'all, doing that fake Southern preacher thing. I mean, she's Canadian and she's still rocking the. Oh, and speaking of Canada, Donald Trump went there about Justin Trudeau, little Fidel. He went there claiming that, yeah, there's evidence to show that Justin Trudeau is the love child, bastard love child of Fidel Castro. Now, again, that's Donald Trump's opinion. But nevertheless, he went there. And that makes me happy that he went there. I'll talk more about that as well. Plus, we're going to be live on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So, if you'd like to wear a Fidel Castro mask in honor of Justin Trudeau, feel free. But either way, we'll be live 3 to 7 p.m. this coming Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And I'm very excited for it because it'll be our first live show of the fall. I mean, I know it's not officially fall yet, but it's the kids are back to school. My kids go back tomorrow. And we spent yesterday at the pool with my daughter, Claire, for her birthday. It's the only reason I wasn't in Philadelphia covering up those bus shelters. I would have done it myself. Joe from South Philly, who you heard on Dom's show earlier, Joe did it. He took matters in his own hands. Good for Joe. I say good for Joe. So why don't we begin with that, by the way? So yesterday I'm at the pool. It's my daughter's birthday. She got some friends there ordering pizza, hanging out. You know, we belong to a pool. We don't have a pool. But anyway, we're there hanging out. We're having fun. And I check my phone and I see Twitter's blowing up with this whole thing about how the Eagles have backed Kamala Harris. The Eagles have endorsed Kamala Harris for president. I went, well, that would be a really stupid, stupid move. And then I thought, I really hope this isn't true because I don't want to stop watching football. I mean, the NFL went through their woke nonsense for years and they lost so many people and they've been trying to slowly walk it all back. I said, I can't imagine they would do this. I would think it would be a disaster considering that most of the people that are their fans, I'd say probably 2/3, maybe more, are going to vote for Trump. So I can't believe they'd be that stupid. But then again, I know woke corporations and I know the NFL's woke. And I said, well, I mean, it's possible, certainly believable. But the reason why I don't believe it is because they did not go big enough. They only did bus shelters. And if you're going to go big, knowing you're going to get the blowback, you go big or go home. So I don't think they were behind it. I believe them when they say that they weren't behind it. The real question is, who was behind this? Because there were multiple bus shelters with this Fugazi poster that said she's the official candidate of the Philadelphia Eagles. And it was very well done, very well designed. It looked real, had a real website on there, though when you click on the website, which I did, it does not have any endorsed candidates on it. It's a nonpartisan, where to register to vote, kind of a nonsense thing. Run by the League of Women Voters, who happens to be very lefty-leaning, but nevertheless, quote-unquote nonpartisan, but there's no endorsement of her on their site. So I said, all right, well, that's good. Because if you're going to go and endorse her, because I know there's a theory out there, which is that they saw the blowback and they walked it back. Now, you're going to know you're walking into a firestorm if you do this. You endorse Kamala Harris, you're going to walk into a firestorm with your fan base. So if you're going to do it, you do it big. You don't go bus shelters. You go big. And you go flyovers, you have her at the game, you roll her out and bring her to Brazil. They love authoritarians down there, clearly, from the battles with Elon Musk. They love crime down there, too. That's why the Eagles players won't even leave their hotel room. They're so afraid of going to Brazil. But anyway, you go big. Billboard signs, you go all in. You don't just put up these posters at bus shelters throughout the city. Bus shelters? I mean, like a bus shelter. So I didn't believe it after I went to the website and saw that. And then I did a little further digging on the story and I said, yeah, I mean, it would make a lot of sense for them to back her from the corporate perspective if they want to just kiss their fan base goodbye and just pack it up and fold it in. But if they don't want to do that, they actually want fans at their games, then they would just stay out of it. Or if they were really smart, they'd back Trump because that's where most of the fan base is, but I don't expect them to do that. I just expect them to stay out of it. But now the ad agency that handles the bus shelters, it's a New York-based advertising firm. I don't know why they use a New York-based one and not a Pennsylvania-based one, but I guess it's beside the point. Anyway, they put out a statement saying that this was illegal. They're looking into who did this. They're trying to get answers into who did this. And they have to figure out how to make the bus shelters more secure. So that's where things stand right now. The working theory is that someone or some group opened these things up illegally and then put these posters over the posters that were paid to actually be there. Now, I could definitely see that happening, and probably more than just one person, because I think the latest report is that it could be some sort of a street artist or a graphic artist. I definitely think it was an organized effort, because they hit multiple bus shelters throughout the city of Philadelphia. So I definitely believe it was an organized effort. The question is, who's behind it, who paid for it, and will we get answers into these things? Now, you know damn well that if it were Trump all over the city and these things, that Governor Josh Shapiro himself would be out there in his phony Southern accent demanding to have answers for this election integrity, this egregious violation of our election. But as far as I know, he said nothing. I'm sure that even if they catch the perpetrators, there'll be no consequences to it. From the city of Philadelphia's perspective, I can't imagine Larry Krasner going out there and actually prosecuting anyone for doing this, even though it is illegal what they did. They might lock up South Philly Joe for covering them up. They might do that, but I don't think you're going to actually go after the people that actually put these things in the bus shelters. But now, what about the NFL and what about the Eagles? Because you can't use their trademarks, their logos. You can't use any of that stuff without paying hefty money for it. So are they going to do anything about this? I know they put out a statement. I know they say they were spending all day yesterday and today taking them down. But will they actually do anything about this? Will they go after the people that did this and said, hey, it's trademark violation. You can't use the Philadelphia Eagles logo. You can't do all that without paying us. Because every time you see somebody's the official doctor of the Philadelphia Eagles or the official lawyer for the Philadelphia Eagles or whoever else it is, they pay big, big money to have that endorsement. Big, big, big money to have that endorsement, that sponsorship. So you just use all that without our permission. So now we're gonna take you to court. We're gonna demand punitive actions. We're gonna demand a high penalty. We're gonna demand a high cash settlement. Perhaps Eagles should hire the firm of Moron and Moron to do it. But either way, that's how we can know that they're really putting their money where their mouth is and not just putting out a couple statements about it. Because they got to make sure this doesn't happen again, right? They got to make sure that nobody else does this. I mean, what's to stop anybody from just saying that that so-and-so is the official whatever of the Philadelphia Eagles? And eventually, if the investigation is done correctly, and I have no faith that it actually will be, they could figure out who the group is behind this. Because while I don't think it's the Eagles, I don't think they'd be stupid enough to do this. And if they were, they would go really, really big. Then some group was. I don't believe it's just one person. I think there were several individuals there. I think you got to follow the money. Who is paying for it? Who helped design all this? Will the advertising agency that's involved in this, will they demand some sort of compensation for this? Will they demand that the people are arrested? I mean, you're trespassing. At the very least, opening up these bus shelter doors to place the advertisements in without permission is a trespass. So, I mean, you could charge them. You could charge them. You could sue them for trademark violation. Lots of things you could do if you want to send a message. Will they do any of those things? Or will this just go away like it never happened? You know, just kind of go away and float away into the ether. I tell you, though, it's scary to think about how the NFL could go down this road, because they've been so woke over the years. They've gotten better, but they were really woke a few years ago. I mean, putting up with Colin Kaepernick and the kneeling and all the nonsense and all the signs on the helmets and the 50-yard line signs and everything like this. So it's entirely conceivable that the NFL would go down this road. I don't know if the Eagles specifically would, but you could definitely see the NFL going down this road. The question, though, is how will the fans react? The fans would be furious. Yes, as Scott Martin points out on Twitter, if memory serves, you always have to say that by law, Dr. Jill Biden, get an FJB chant at an Eagles game? Yes, you are correct. You are correct. FJB. Blank Joe Biden. She did get that chant, which sounds very, very similar to Let's Go Brandon. But that was the actual one, because it's Philly and that's how we roll. Anyway, that's the latest on that. We'll see if there's any developments throughout the show today. It's funny too. The other problem with the Eagles getting behind Kamala Harris is that she's going to lose. I think she's going to lose Pennsylvania. I still think she loses the White House. And so if you're going to back, you want to back the winner. And much like how Taylor Swift is staying away for the moment, I think part of the reason is you don't want to back a loser. This is not a good campaign. I don't know if you've been paying attention or not, but it's not a good campaign. She's not a good candidate. And she is having one of the worst rollouts I've ever seen, considering that the anticipation was so high. I mean, it's bad. You know, so you look at that and you go, would they be that stupid to back somebody who's probably going to lose? And so you're going to alienate your fan base and you're going to back a loser at the same time? What does that get you? Other than, I mean, the left still wants to cancel football. They hate football. They don't like tackling because of concussions, but mostly because they believe it is some sort of a racist plantation hierarchy. You know, because the players are all black and the owners are white. I remember years ago they were talking about this. Oh, I remember like it was yesterday. And I said at the time, the difference is, so none of the players have to play. Like, it's not, they can say no. Like, I'm going to turn down this multi-million dollar contract and the celebrity that comes with it and the endorsements. I'm going to turn that down. That's legal. You can do that. Nobody's going to whip you, force you to play. So there's that, why it's not slavery. The other thing is, too, is that unlike slaves, the players get paid millions of dollars to play a game that they love playing, that they want to be doing. So there's that, you know, that aspect of it, too, which is why the NFL is not the slave plantation system. But no, nevertheless, the left came out with that years ago, too. And they always want to cancel it because they say it's too rough and tumble. It's too mean. The game's too mean. So what are you going to get by if you were to endorse Kamala Harris? All you'd actually do is shine a spotlight on the NFL, quite frankly, when the left is probably too busy doing something else. They've probably forgotten about football season coming up. But you know what's really funny is that you've got, Matt, I don't know if you grabbed this clip of that Eagles player who won't even leave the hotel room that I sent you earlier, or that I mentioned to you earlier in the show. But the Eagles are actually, some of them are being told, don't leave the hotel. Not some of them, they're all being told, don't leave the hotel room because Brazil is going to be so dangerous. Brazil's an authoritarian country. This whole thing with Elon Musk, you got to realize something here. Brazil shutting down Elon Musk because they don't like Twitter, they don't like X, and then ruling against him should be enough for free speech loving people everywhere to not want to have anything to do with Brazil. Really, I mean, anywhere that freedom and liberty are under attack, I thought we're supposed to reject that. So that's what I'd say. I'd say if you stand with freedom and liberty and free speech and all these other things, then you should reject that and say, no, I want nothing to do with Brazil because of their decision to keep Elon Musk out of the country, to not allow his platform to be in their country. I'd say goodbye, Brazil. But nevertheless, the Eagles are playing there Friday night. You'd be better spent hanging out with me at the Grand Hotel Friday than watching that. You ask me, but that's just me. Anyway, here's Darius Slay. He said he won't even leave the hotel room because he doesn't want to go to Brazil. Take a listen.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel, chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5 hour flight. So I don't have no intentions on doing that. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything. But they said, yeah, man, it's going to be pretty crazy down there. You know, police said they're going to be, you know, try to be the best they could possibly be, the top flight security of the world, Craig.
Don't even leave the hotel room. Have fun. Yeah, I'll pass. Oh, and in New York, and top aide to Governor Kathy Hochul has been charged with being an agent for China. That's right, China. The Brooklyn U.S. Attorney's Office charged Linda Soon, 41 years old, with 8 criminal counts, including conspiring to act as an illegal foreign agent, visa fraud, and conspiring to launder money. Her husband, Chris Hu, was also charged with bank fraud and money laundering conspiracies. Former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul charged with acting as a Chinese agent. Yeah. I'm not shocked by this. I think the Democrat Party loves China. They love the Communist Party of China. They do. I mean, let's be honest. They love it. So that's what happened today. She's arrested and charged with using her state government position to push Beijing's agenda in the United States. That's right. Using her government-paid position to push the position of the Chinese Communist Party here in the United States of America. So she was using your taxpayer dollars to advance the work of China. But don't forget something. Kathy Hochul's a bit of a communist herself. So at least she hires fellow like-minded thinkers. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you'd like to weigh in today on everything we are discussing, what do you think? Are the Eagles behind this? Is it all a secret plot by the Eagles to help Kamala Harris? Or is this a fugazi? Because I'm calling fugazi on it. I don't think the Eagles are behind it. What do you think? Let me know. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Live at the Grand Hotel Friday night, Cape May. We got a lot to talk about. Big show straight ahead, including my interview with Tulsi Gabbard and Eric Trump, which I did on vacation. That's right. Because even though I was on vacation, I was still working, and I had a chance to interview them both. We'll play that for you a little bit later, within minutes, actually. So why Tulsi Gabbard's backing Donald Trump, why Eric Trump believes Pennsylvania is absolutely in play for his father. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So while I was away on vacation, I had a chance to chat with Tulsi Gabbard right after she endorsed Donald Trump for president. And remember, Tulsi Gabbard spent 20 years as a Democrat. 20 years. Even wrote a book called For Love of Country, Why, or For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party. For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party. And now she's in the inner circle of the Trump team. Inner circle, backing him, helping with debate prep and the transition too. So I have a chance to chat with her. The audio quality is not super great because I was on a cell phone. She was on a cell phone. But nevertheless, have the chat, have the conversation with her. This is now your chance to hear it. And we talked about a lot of different things, including why she's backing Trump, what debate prep will look like, and the transition, what it will look like, and how we can make sure that we can actually root out the people within government who will try to stop him and stop his agenda going forward. You know, the various powerful interests that always seem to get in the way. The deep state, the swamp, the same people that run the world, you know. We'll come back to the Eagle stuff, too, as the show goes on. And we're going to actually talk to Caroline Leavitt. But I also have another interview I did with Eric Trump that I want you to hear as well. President's son. So without further ado, Tulsi Gabbard.
Joining me now, the one and only Tulsi Gabbard. Great to have you back in Philadelphia.
Thank you so much, Rich. I'm looking forward to being there physically soon for the big debate.
Big news. I mean, you are making headlines everywhere. First of all, you officially endorsed President Trump. Like, we kind of had a sense you were going to do that when you said you were going to help him with the debates, which I think is crucial because you crushed, literally crushed Kamala Harris in the debates in 2020. But also announcing that you were going to be part of his transition team when he wins the presidency and begins in the White House for a second term. So that's really huge news.
You know, there's such a clear choice in this election, Rich. You and I have talked about it a little bit, but we haven't spoken, I think, recently since Kamala Harris became the official Democratic nominee. It is not about Democrat versus Republicans in this election. I think it's important to point that out. It's really about a choice between freedom, peace, and prosperity, or tyranny, war, and economic hardship. This is why I think it's so powerful that President Trump is assembling people who may not agree on every issue, who have different political backgrounds, but who care, truly care about those issues, about freedom and about peace. We cannot be prosperous without peace. And this is what President Trump is committed to. It's what I'm committed to and why I'm going to do everything I can to help him get elected.
It's very Lincoln team arrivals, you know, bringing people who disagree with you, even people who were against you in political battles, and then sit them around the table and say, all right, we got to fix this. You mentioned, you know, tyranny and war and all those things, and I've always loved the fact that you have spoken out against those things. There's a lot of different complexes at work here. You know, I know, for example, Bobby Kennedy joining the team as well and talking about the food complex and the pharmaceutical complex. complex and all these big complexes who are working to really have control over the American people, and something that President Trump wants to fight against. Can we do it? Can we overcome these incredibly powerful complexes, whether it's war, food, pharmaceutical, whatever it is?
It can be done, Rich. It definitely can be done. It's going to require a couple of things. It's going to require, obviously, President Trump needs to win this election. He is in a unique position where he has one term to serve, where he can make the kind of transformational change unlike any other that we've seen any time in our lifetimes, number one. Number two, he needs to surround himself and build this team of people who put the interests of the American people ahead of politics or power. Too often, and we see this in different administrations, people are appointed to these positions who are looking out for their next political job more than they are about actually serving the people and doing what's right. So he needs a team of warriors for freedom ready to get to work and make this big change happen. And lastly, he's going to need a Republican Senate, and not just a Republican Senate, but one that recognizes this opportunity, because as you and I know, unfortunately, there are some neocons and folks who are beholden to lobbyists, even in the Republican Party. So in the House and the Senate, we need the very same thing. We need people who are putting our country first above everything else.
Tulsi Gabbard, as a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve, when you think about war and you think about the fact that America right now is spread so thin, and I read a story the other day that, you know, we don't even have enough manpower for ships. Some of our ships are being, well, I don't know if you'd say manpower. I think Justin Trudeau would be very upset. So we'll say people power, but people power for some of our Navy vessels. I mean, the world is at a really terrible point, but during the Democratic National Convention, I heard them going on and on about Ukraine and how we're committed to Ukraine, but they didn't outline a plan. They didn't outline an end game. They just kept saying it over and over again, thinking that if they just kept saying it, it would ring true, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Kamala Harris has no understanding or experience when it comes to foreign policy. She has shown just the other day on the third anniversary of the Abbey Gate bombing in Afghanistan that took the lives of 13 Americans. All she could bother herself to do was put out a short written statement. To my knowledge, she has not called any of those families at any point over the last 3 years to apologize for the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan that she and President Biden are responsible for. Their deaths were preventable. They Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are responsible for that. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that in her Democratic convention speech, she said a lot of things, but it didn't actually mean very much what she said. It was just a bunch of words, and again, it exposed, quite frankly, the words she chose are more of the neocon warmongering terms. She didn't talk at all about how she, as president commander-in-chief, would immediately work to bring about an end to the Russia-Ukraine war, to be able to save people's lives and to get walk us back from the brink of nuclear war that Harris and Biden have led us into.
Tulsi Gabbard, so in 2020, as I mentioned, I mean, you tore Kamala Harris apart. You brought up the fact that as a prosecutor, she went after people for petty drug crimes, put them away. You know, she's flip-flopping all these issues. You did an amazing job. So Trump calls you up and says, hey, Tulsi, I want you to be part of my debate prep for this debate, because you know how to take her down, take her out. So you're doing debate prep with Trump. What's the key that he needs to think about as he heads into this debate?
Well, first of all, President Trump is certainly not your a politician. I think he's about as unpolitician as there is to be possible. So, you know, he doesn't really do debate prep like politicians do. He knows the issues. He knows her record. And he is ready to step up on that debate stage. If I can be helpful in any way, what I'm bringing to the table is really just that experience of having shared the stage with her and having an understanding of what kind of tactics and games she's going to play in order to try to get under his skin or bait him or sell a lie, continue to sell the lies that she's been selling to the American people about her positions on issues that are diametrically opposed to her record. And so that's really what I'm looking forward to in this debate, is it'll be President Trump's opportunity to confront her directly about her record. She'll say a lot of things, and she will deliver lines in a very artful way that her pollsters have scripted for her. But when President Trump challenges her on her record, just like I exposed her in 2019, she'll be exposed again for the truth about who she really is and how unfit she is to be our president.
Tulsi Gabbard, I really appreciate you making time. I really appreciate you helping out the Trump team and President Trump directly, personally. He's incredibly wise to bring you in for some counsel, and then to have the transition team and surround him with good people, because he acknowledges, you know, the mistake that was made last time was bringing in a lot of the swamp creatures, bringing in a lot of people who were the Republican Party stalwarts, and they were not looking out for his best interest. They were looking out for their next stake at the Capitol Grill and how to make themselves even richer. And we cannot have that again, because these people were literally undermining the president of the United States of America, and they were supposed to be the ones helping him launch his presidency.
I think the fact that, as President Trump's campaign announced yesterday, the fact that Bobby Kennedy and I, along with Donald Trump Jr., who stands strongly with us against all of these different complexes, as well as Eric Trump, the fact that we are all co-chairing the transition team, I think sends a pretty strong message about the fact that President Trump is not going to make that mistake again, and what kind of people we will help to assemble to form this new administration. But we got to win first.
Damn right we do. Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for your help, Tulsi Gabbard. And we will see you in Philadelphia for the big debate. Tulsi Gabbard, I appreciate it, my friend. Aloha and thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Great to talk to you and look forward to seeing you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And we'll talk to the other guy who's going to help with the Trump transition team, Eric Trump, Trump's son. Next, I'll play that for you. Not sat down with them, but talked to him while I was on vacation. See, always working, even when I'm not working. Listen, we love summer, right? I told you we're going to be back at the Grand Hotel this coming Friday, September 6th, first live show of the year. And the Grand Hotel, remember, they have amazing specials all year round, but particularly in the fall, this is a great time of year to go. If you've been to Cape May in the fall, you should book your stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May for a September to remember. The Grand offers special midweek packages so you can enjoy the beach without breaking the bank. Stay two nights and save 10%. Stay three nights, get 10% off and $55 a night in resort credits. Stay five nights, get 10% off and $65 a night in resort credits that can be used at Hemingway's restaurant for food and drinks or at the gift shop. The Grand offers guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with kitchenettes, and they have two huge heated pools, one outdoor, one indoor. The Grand is a beautiful place to be. Cape May is great in the fall. There's always fall festivals going on. The weather's fantastic and the crowds are gone. So it makes perfect sense to go there and get a little downtime in beautiful Cape May this time of year. You will not be disappointed. Book directly with them for the best rates. Book your stay by calling 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and we'll see you Friday for our next live show at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I just heard that Kamala Harris is running ads on the station. I just heard those commercials. Well, that seems like a gigantic waste of money, huh? Wow, stupid. By the way, we can't reject political ads. It's a FCC thing. We got to play political ads. But that seems like a real waste of money. Who's she changing over in this audience? At least during this show, anyway. I think it's a stupid move. But hey, what do I know? This is a dumb campaign with a dumb message. In fact, they had Joe Biden on the campaign trail with them yesterday. So they're not making very smart moves from that campaign. But I think one thing is for sure is that advertising on this radio station is like setting money on fire for them. But they are a dumb campaign. And there you go. That's a great example of that. Stupid. Why would you? Who are you? Anyway, we'll talk more about that as the show goes on. But I want to play this clip for you, this interview with Eric Trump, who is, of course, the son of Donald Trump. And he is going to be part of the transition team along with Tulsi Gabbard. I recorded an interview with him while he was on vacation last week. And we chatted about a number of different things. So take a listen.
Eric, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. It's great to have you back in Philadelphia. It's been too long.
Thanks, buddy. It has been.
Pennsylvania. I mean, this is the must-win state. We got to do it. I know your wife's been here a few times, Laura Trump, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. She's been here a few times working hard. This is the battleground. We're here, ground zero for this election, Eric.
Yeah, listen, there's no question, Pennsylvania. If Pennsylvania's won, obviously the entire country's won, and there's no question. I think we won Pennsylvania last time, but, I can tell you that what's happening in the state, I know very well. Every Trump lived there. I lived in Pennsylvania for 5 years. I know the state incredibly well. My father went to school there, Don, Ivanka, Tiffany. Our entire family went to school in Pennsylvania and lived in the state. But it is a state we care about a lot. It's also a state that's totally under assault. I mean, Pennsylvania's got the most, natural gas and pretty much on the East Coast of the United States and really in the United States. And you see an administration that puts an all-out, ban on any kind of fracking, any kind of, exploration of that gas when they have more liquid gold under their feet than anybody else. You've got cities like Philadelphia that are a mess in terms of crime and violence, carjackings, robberies. There's not a single person that lives in the city that doesn't feel that and doesn't know it very, very well. I lived right outside the city, and, it was bad when I was there, and nothing has changed politically. But that has to change because Pennsylvania is a great state. And then you just have a country that's overall a mess. I mean, you have, the largest price increases in the history of our nation. Nothing's affordable anymore, Rich. I mean, nothing. Gas is three times as expensive as my father was in office. Mortgages are unaffordable. I mean, my father had 2.5%. Interest rates on mortgages, and now you're at 7, 8, 9% if you can even get one. The prices of houses have become unaffordable because of inflation, because of Harris and Biden, what they've done. People can't live. You have zero wage growth in this country over the last 4 years, and you've had 10% inflation every single year, and it's why people have just gotten absolutely crammed down and can no longer afford life. All while we have a border that's an absolute mess. We have 300,000 kids this year who've died of fentanyl poisoning, all coming across the southern border. And you have politicians. I mean, my father's laying a wreath in Arlington National Cemetery, 2 days ago for, the 13th anniversary of Abbeygate in Afghanistan, the Bosch withdrawal from Afghanistan. And you have Joe Biden literally sleeping on a beach. I mean, this is these people, and it's hard to believe that this is the incompetence that could be running this country.
There's a lot to unpack there. Let's talk about, first of all, 2020. You said, I think we won. There's no doubt, first of all, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court absolutely interfered in that election and overstepped the Constitution, usurped the legislature, and said mail-in ballots can be counted for days. They don't need postmarks. They don't even need to be legible. They cheated, no question about that. That's something that's not a conspiracy theory. The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania 100% did. Everyone knows that. But are you worried going into this election that the Democrats are going to try to steal this election? Are you confident that we can have a fair election? I mean, it's 4 years later. We know the tricks, we know the games, and we know they're going to play them.
Rich, I'm mortified, but at the same time, I sleep next to a person every single night who works 20 hours a day on election integrity and has done a hell of a job. I mean, the victories that we've had all across the country, including many in Pennsylvania, and I'd say Pennsylvania is one of the hardest states in this regard, but have been astronomical. I mean, she got 1.1 million people off the voter rolls in Texas, illegal immigrants, people who had died. I mean, they just never claimed their voter rolls. Same thing, Clark County in Nevada. They just got 90,000 people off the voter rolls there.
That's
They've
awesome.
Had so many big wins in
That's
Arizona.
Amazing.
And I can keep going through it.
Wow.
She just sued Detroit because, in Detroit and in Michigan, you have to have the same amount of poll watchers, Democratic poll watchers, as Republican poll watchers. So we submitted all the Republican poll watchers, and they took 40 of them. They took 2,000 Democrats, right? And so you had 2,000 against 40. And, they wrote them a letter. They never heard back, and about 48 hours later, they filed a massive suit in Detroit. There's 86, 87 lawsuits that are currently underway right now. There are efforts to clean up the voter rolls, and you have the biggest election integrity effort in the history of our country. And by the way, and more so in Pennsylvania than probably anywhere else. So I can say that we're doing absolutely everything we can. But listen, let me just go back a little bit. They've done everything that they can to take out my father in every way, shape, and form. I mean, they made up the Russia hoax, right? And the dirty dossiers. They tried to impeach him twice, right? When that yep. didn't work. They weaponized every single AG and every DA and every, you know, far left state, right? In Atlanta, Georgia, and in, you know, New York City and Washington, D.C. I mean, the most far left districts, they weaponized those districts. And then when that didn't seem to be working and all it did was drive up his poll numbers and fundraising, what did they do? They turned to Colorado and they turned to Maine. And, you know, let's take him off the ballot in those states. Let's have a couple, you know, radical justices, you know, defy the will, you know, of hundreds of millions of Americans who deserve the right to vote in a free and fair election. And, you know, then the Supreme Court overturned that. And, you know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, you know, they tried to kill him. I mean, you know, some lunatic literally yep. shot him in the head, right? They, you know, shot him in the ear. And they've done everything that they could to try and take out my father. And there's no question. There's no question that they play funny games. I mean, you know, the games that we saw in Philadelphia in 2020 were astronomical. They weren't letting our poll watchers in the convention center. They weren't, you know, we found ballots in creek beds. I mean, I can go on and on, right? I mean, that's just the tip of the surface. But, you know, what I can tell you is we've had greater registration, Republican registration in Pennsylvania than ever before. We're poised to win the state. Every person that's listening to us right now knows that we're going backwards as a country. We've lost our respect around the world. Again, no one's living the American dream. People can't afford to live in this nation anymore. Wages stink. Jobs are going back overseas. You know, we're losing our industry again. I mean, it's one of the things that the strong dollar is doing is making it unaffordable for people to buy American products and unaffordable to vacation in America. I mean, you know, and it's also causing, you know, companies to go overseas where they can use a strong dollar to buy cheap product. You know, we have so many problems, not to mention endless wars that we're funding, you know, $200 billion spent on Ukraine while we have the 30th, our educational system in this country is 30th in the world. So we spent $200 billion so young kids can shoot each other in trenches at point blank range, but we can't invest in our, you know, educational system in Philadelphia and in cities across this country. I mean, have we lost our minds? And I think everybody knows the answer to that. We have. All while you have an inept administration. You have Kamala, who's, you know, sitting there, you know, her vice president, pick. You know, if Donald Trump builds a 25-foot-tall wall, I'm going to build a ladder factory in Mexico to build 30-foot ladders. I mean, this is a guy whose greatest accomplishment in Minnesota is putting tampons in boys' bathrooms. Like this is what he campaigned on, tampons in boys' bathrooms. And, you know, and not to be long-winded, but you have somebody coming out and, you know, you have Kamala coming out and saying, you know, my first priority is going to be to focus on high prices in this country. And I'm sitting there saying, listen, I know the White House better than any human being on the planet. Like, your office is, you know, 5 feet away from the Oval Office. Like, where the hell have you two been over the last, you know, 4 years as prices have just decimated everyone, decimated every business, decimated lifestyles in this country, decimated, you know, the American dream? Where have you been? And now you're going to focus on it? You know, it's a little too late.
Yeah, well said, my friend. Well said. And, you know, look, you are a business guy, obviously, and Trump wine, which I highly recommend. It's if you can find it in the stores, grab it. It's delicious. The Meritage, my favorite. The effect of a business climate on Kamala Harris, if she raises corporate taxes, there's not enough attention about this. But that's one of the things your father did when he first got in there, was lower the corporate tax rate. We were able to bring all this money in from overseas that was just sitting there because people didn't want to pay the taxes on it. She's going to go backwards with that. And they keep talking about, we're not going back. That's literally what they're going to do if they win. They're going to go back to those high corporate tax rates.
I just want to put this in perspective for everybody. France did this, and you don't have a single company in France anymore. It has decimated their economy. There's no backbone to the French economy anymore because every single company has left France because they can't afford to be there. They can't be competitive with the rest of the world. She wants to tax unrealized gains. So you have a gain on paper, but you never sold a product, right? You never sold a house. You never sold a company, but there's a technical gain on paper. She wants to tax that at like 49%. I mean, you're going to bankrupt every company in the country. You're going to bankrupt Apple. You're not going to – no company will survive this. And, you know, I don't think they know what the hell they're talking about. I mean, this is a person who's never signed the front of a check, never, you know, had a real job, never ran a company. I mean, what did she do? I mean, she's been dependent on the government her entire adult life. No different than Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden, I'm a 40-year-old guy. Joe Biden's been in office for 55 years. 55 years. It's crazy. But what we need to do is we need to have – my father put in the biggest tax cuts in the history of this nation, and he'll do so again. He put in the biggest regulation cuts in the history of this nation. He'll do so again. He's going to seal the southern border. He's going to stop the fentanyl crisis. He's going to focus on education, something that really means a lot to him. We're 30th in the world in education. We should be number one at education, and we're falling behind. Our kids are falling behind. He's going to focus on inflation. He's going to focus on prices. He's going to bring interest rates back down to where they were before, which is largely driven, as you know, better than anybody by inflation, right? I mean, the only reason interest rates are high is to combat inflationary pressures that were put on by Kamala and Joe and their war on oil and gas and excessive spending. Or you get interest rates down, you're going to get life affordable. People are going to be able to live the American dream. And my father does not need to be doing this. I mean, he does not. You know this, Rich. I mean, he does not need to be doing this. His life would be exponentially better at Mar-a-Lago and taking it easy and having fun with his grandkids. But we've got to save this country if we're going in a horrible direction. It's so sad to see. It's so sad to see.
Well, I appreciate you working so hard. I appreciate Laura working so hard as well. You're a great guy. I remember the first time I met you at Trump Tower back in 2015 in the fall when nobody thought your dad had a chance. But here we are today, and we got to make sure we put him over the finish line again. Eric Trump, thank you for your time. It's great to have you back in Philadelphia. Come back and talk to us again soon, my friend.
Can't wait, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, more to come in the 4 o'clock hour, including the latest on the Eagles fiasco. Do you believe that the Eagles were not behind this? Do you think it's a fugazi? Let me know your thoughts, 855-839-1210. We'll check in with Trump National Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt. Haven't had a chat with her in a little while, so I'm excited to catch up. She just had a baby, as a matter of fact. And really encouraging numbers regarding mail ballot applications from Democrats and how low the numbers are right now. Plus, the Philadelphia Inquirer has a story about how Latino support may be crucial for Trump and could help him win Pennsylvania. That's right. Philadelphia Inquirer with that story. I got that for you, too. Break it all down. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.